Welcome to the Beamsville Church of Christ video ministry. Services are presented on YouTube, Facebook, and our website 1 week following recording. This week's message is titled, Life is Good. Thank you to Mike, Don, and Earl for being involved. The scripture reading is Philippians 4, 6-8. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
Good morning. It's nice to see you all out this morning, and if you're looking in from social media, or if you're here visiting us in person, and yes, we do have some special visitors, which I know somewhat well, and it's good to see you guys here, and we're all here for one reason, to remember. Just a point on that, I watched yesterday's events about the memorial service for 9/11 on TV, and I thought, how I grew up listening to, as a young Christian, and you wouldn't remember Bob Culp and Owen Culp, and I used to go and bring the communion, and Owen was bedridden for years, and I'd sit there and listen to World War II stories, and how I was so in awe of, impressed that they had such vivid and clear memories and what it meant to go over there and fight and some of the stories to share. And I thought, wow, but now I realized for the first time in the 25th anniversary that I can tell those stories on that day to about others who didn't live on September 11th, 2001, and tell my niece and nephew and all that, because it's something I lived through, and now I have an appreciation for the older generation. And well, that's our job as Christians, too, to tell the story of Jesus and to tell it's been passed on through generations and, you know, thousands of years, and it's handed down to us, and we're here to thank God for His mercy and His Son and His forgiveness, and to pass on the word of the good news. And that's what we're here about this morning, is to remember and to give worship. So just a few announcements before we start today. Please speak to Murray if you want to help donate tulip bulbs, which he's responsible. He's taking over responsibility and doing a fine job, but maintaining the gardens around the building. A happy birthday to Amy. Happy anniversary to Grant and Barbara. Of course, Grant is in his need of our constant prayer. He's bedridden and going through such a hard time. I got to have lunch with Barbara last week, and things are tough there, so we need to remember her and especially remember Grant and those attending to him. Also, but not least, welcome back, students. We have a few of them back there for another school year. Yay! Your presence here brings us great joy because it gives us a sense of normalcy. Things are getting back to normal somewhat. And so welcome. You're always welcome here, and we love you, and we appreciate the joy you bring to your studies and to our congregation. So God bless you on that. We'll go to God in prayer, and then we'll begin our service. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so grateful for the power of your great wisdom and healing and blessings to get us through tough times, because you know your Son went through the same kind of things he did when he lived among us. Father, we pray that we remember your son, and we remember that by his wounds we are healed. His blood is spilled for our sins, and we are grateful for that. Father, for those we have already mentioned, and those that are struggling in health and with cancer and with just older problems of the body, and Father, we especially pray for Jim and Gloria, and we pray for Marion, and we pray for the many others that we always constantly are thinking and every day about in our prayers. And Father, we're so grateful that you are listening to us, and Father, you're such a great listener, and you're such a great Savior. Please be with the speaker this morning, and grant him blessings, and may we have open ears and open hearts and be receptive to the message that you've prepared for us this week. Father, we love you, and we want to show you that in our worship now, in Christ's name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. We're delighted to have you with us today. I want to do something just a tad different. I want to dedicate this sermon on behalf of the Follows family. We know Chris, of course, and Rebecca, and some of us have met and chatted with Bradley, and of course we know Benjamin. But we also remember, many of us do, Brock. And Brock had a comment that really was his life motto. And at Brock's celebration of life, many of us were given these wristbands, and we wear them fairly often, even though Brock had passed away a while ago. And his motto for life was exceptionally wonderful, positive, spiritual, scriptural. It is, life is good. And we know that from the very beginning. So I'd like to honor Brock today by sharing some words that life itself is good, something that he knew very, very well. Life is good. In fact, the very first book in the Bible is the book of Genesis. And you may recall that's the beginning of all things and where things were created. So on the first day, I don't know how much we remember of all those days, if we could memorize them in order, I can't. On the first day, God created light, and at the end of it, he said, help me with it, it is good. And on the second day, there was the dividing of water and sky, and God said, and this is the first time we hear God's voice, it is good. And on the third day, land producing vegetation, plants and trees, and says, it is good. And then he created the sun and the moon on the fourth day. He looks at it and he says, it is good. And then he creates fish and birds. He looks at them and says, it is good. And then on the sixth day, he creates animals, livestock, and us. And he says, it's good. And then in Genesis 1:31, after God rests, he sees everything that he had made, and he looks at his creation and us, and he says something that Brock said often. It is very good. It's very scriptural. At the end of every day, God's saying, it's good. He looks at his entire creation. It's very good. So today, if you're struggling with life, go back to the beginning and remember that God created us that the Bible teaches us that he knew us even before the creation of the world, and that he loves us, and that he tells us that we belong to him, and that he loves us so immensely that we can't comprehend it. And because of that, Brock's comment is excellent. Life can be challenging, but life is good. So way back in New Testament times, the Apostle Paul comes up against a group of philosophers. And I'm just going to go ahead and read this. It's from Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse 18. It's a really interesting story. It says, a group of Epicurean and Stoic philosophers began to dispute with Paul. Some of them asked, what's this babbler trying to say? Others remarked, he seems to be advocating foreign gods. And they said this because Paul was preaching the good news about Jesus and the resurrection. Then they took him and brought him to a meeting of the Areopagus, where they said to him, may we know what this new teaching is that you're presenting? You are bringing some strange ideas to our ears, and we want to know what they mean. And all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there spent their time doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas. So Paul stands up in the meeting of the Areopagus and he says, people of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. Now what you worship as something unknown, I'm going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it. Who knew we were in the Bible? As God created, he created us. He knew us before we were born, and he knew the exact time and places in which we would live. It's remarkable. He says, the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and doesn't live in temples built by hands. He's not served by human hands, as if he needed anything, because God himself gives all people life and breath and everything else. From one man, he made every nation of people that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined, this is so cool, he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. Just quite remarkable. For in him, verse 28, for in him, we live and we move and we have our very being. Brock's passing was terrible. And yes, all of us have had terrible times. And yet Jesus reminds us, in this world, you will have trouble. Some people would say, no, I've never really had any trouble. Well, you're one of the lucky ones. Because in this world, many of us have had trouble. But take heart. He says, I have overcome the world. And so what Paul does is he encourages us, and it's so relevant even for us today, to think good thoughts. Brock had it right. Life is good. So in the book of Philippians chapter 4, beginning in verse 4, he talks about rejoicing. Rejoicing in the Lord always, even sometimes when it's a struggle. Let your gentleness be evident to all, because the Lord is here. He's near us. So don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, with prayer, with petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Have you ever experienced something like that? When you've gone through such difficult times and it just is there constantly. And then one day you feel this blanket of comfort wrapping around you. If that's the case, it's God just whispering into your ear, I've got you. I've always had you. I'm with you always. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I've got you. God has Brock in his mind and in his heart. And we look forward to the day when we will see him again. And we will see him again. We'll talk some more about that, looking at the various scriptures that remind us that all things will be made new and we'll be with him again. So it says, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is excellent, whatever is pure, think about these good things. Because these are things that get us through sometimes some very difficult times. The psalmist says these words, taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34 in verse 8. My mother, who has been gone for a long time, she always had comments that I thought were wonderful. She wasn't a highly educated woman, but she was immensely wise. And she would often say these words, especially if her children were grumpy. She'd look at us and she would say, stop. We stop. And then she would say, think happy thoughts and do it right now. And it was an encouragement to say, oh, yeah, okay. I think it's important to not be in the doldrums, to think happy thoughts. So I think of Brock, his motto, life is good. There are challenges, of course, but life is good. All of us have had troubles in our lives and loved ones who've gone through very difficult times. My mother herself lived with cancer for too many years, and when she finally passed, it was sad, but man, it was good. We knew that there would be no more pain for her. And I believe that when she opened her eyes on the other side, she saw those whom she loved, who had been gone for a while. Her mom, her dad, and other people that she loved. And I just sort of thought about this morning. I bet you my mom has sat down and had a long conversation with Brock. We don't end. Our life doesn't end. God knew us before we were born. He knows us now. He whispers to us what Brock knew. Life is good. And when our physical life has passed, we're not done. That one day all things will be made new. Brock's motto, life is good, is marvelous. Most often, good breeds good. And Jesus said, we know how to give good gifts to our children, and God knows how to give good gifts to us. So Brock is right. Life is good, and goodness grows more goodness. I know it's true because I'm standing here talking about Brock's motto for life, which was excellent and continues to be excellent. Life is good, and it's ongoing good. Jesus said, by their fruit, you will know them. And that's why we're encouraged to live by what's called the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and control. We will see our loved ones again, and we will be with them again. All things will be made new. Last scripture I want to read is found in Revelation, and it's in verse chapter 21, Revelation 21, 1 through 7. So Revelation is, of course, the last book in the New Testament, the last book in the Bible. But to me, what's interesting, and I don't think this is just a coincidence, if you go to the first book in the Bible, it says, in the beginning. You go to the last book in the Bible, it talks about new beginnings. Life doesn't end. Brock had it right. Life is good, and we will be together again. Revelation 21 says, here's what John writes. I saw a new heaven, and I saw a new earth. For the heaven we knew and the earth that we knew is passed away. There's no longer any ocean. That I think that was in there, no longer any sea, because it was a fearful time back when this was written, to be on the watery seas when they were rushing and storming. And there won't be any of that anymore, he says. And then he says this, I saw the holy city of God, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. Not going up, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, what? Listen to this. Now the dwelling of God is with us, is with people, and God will live with us. We will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. It's gone, and God replaces it. He who sits on the throne said, I am making everything new. And then he said, write this down. This is trustworthy. This is true. And if God says it's trustworthy and God says it's true, I kind of think it's trustworthy and true. And then he says, it's done. I'm the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the one who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. And he who overcomes will inherit this. I will be his God. They will be my people. So at Brock's celebration of life, we did something. And I'd like us to do it again today. So would you stand? For those of you who were there, we said as loudly as we can, we love you, Brock. Let's say it. We love you, Brock. One more time.
We love you, Brock.
Amen. Be seated.
Well, when I saw Don's sermon topic, life is good, I thought, pretty well he was going to go in the direction he did. I didn't expect the interjection of Brock's story. But the reality is, I also thought about the verse he shared. In this world, you will have trouble. So there's a dichotomy, isn't there? There's this paradox that we live with every day. There's things going on in our world. So we can think about international events, national events, personal events. And I guess the truth is there's good and bad in all of those. I just thought, being a geography teacher for 37 years, it's hard for me to give it up. But the truth is, I watch the news, I listen, I try to make sense of, I look for glimmers of hope. And, you know, the truth is, this summer, there's been a pullout of from Afghanistan of U.S. forces and subsequent withdrawal of people that even Canada has cared about and has helped Canada, interpreters, etc. Assassination of president in Haiti, subsequent earthquake, causing more devastation in a country that is the poorest in the Western Hemisphere. The pandemic all around us, still even talking of fourth wave, numbers going up. Watching with interest perhaps the inaction of some countries, the indifference of others, the panic in some, frustration. We're getting tired of it. Controversy of holding the Summer Olympics in Tokyo in the middle of a massive outbreak there. The nation protesting against that, wondering if it would come off okay. By the way, happy Grandparents' Day. It's today. See, good and bad. Yeah. How the pandemic has hurt many families, caused stress. Those of us who are grandparents have probably picked up some extra responsibilities during the pandemic to help our children with their children. That's a privilege, but it causes all hands on deck. International border opening, Dave and Lynn being reunited with their daughter and family from Buffalo, positive, but a long, long wait. Dealing with illness and hurt in our own families. Last night I stayed up too late. I watched a lot of specials on the anniversary, 20th anniversary of 9/11 attacks. I watched first from 8 to 10 o'clock a special about gander. I've been to Newfoundland 21 times. And I know some people in Gander who actually were helping with all those people that landed, 6,700 people landing from around the world. And I've personally thanked some of those people and said, it's just amazing what you folks did. And I saw a couple of those people on the show last night that I know. And the reality is, 20 years later, here they are, even yesterday, at a celebration of life, you know, a memorial for those people. And some of those folks that were there 20 years ago flew in for the event in Gander. So, lots of stuff going on. But after that, there was a special on a documentary channel that actually looked at some of the those panicked phone calls of loved ones trying to reach people who they knew were in those towers and on those planes. And in fact, one conversation eerie in terms of a phone on a plane, the plane has been hijacked, husband picks up the phone, calls his wife, and says, the plane has been hijacked. I love you. I'm sorry I won't be able to share the rest of my life with you. But I'll see you when you get here. Faith. Unbelievable that he's going ahead of her and he will be waiting for her to come someday. Well, pretty powerful stuff. It boils down to this. No matter what chaos is going on in our life, no matter what chaos is going on in our country, You know, we hear lots of election talk and issues going on, whether this election should be called or not. Well, we're not talking politics this morning, but the reality is we're hearing lots of things and different views about how Canada should be run in the future going forward and about Canada's responsibility in the world. But it boils down to this. For God so loved the world, this world, the present world, the past world, his world, for God so loved this world that he gave his one and only son. What did God do? He made the first move. He sent Jesus into this world. What was his motivation? Love for us, for humanity, for the world, as troubled as it is. But life really is good. Because we have hope beyond this life. We have something to look forward to. What's our responsibility? That whoever believes, implying a choice, whoever, not everybody, some deniers, but whoever believes, if you've taken on Christ, you are a believer. 289 times in the Bible, the word belief or believer is used, and the early Christians were referred to as the believers. What do we get? Well, we're not going to perish, even though in this world, we all will perish. But what we get is eternal life in Christ Jesus. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. There's lots of condemnation in this world. God doesn't need to do it. We mess up big time on this planet. We make bad choices. And the consequences of those choices is pain and suffering, sometimes for us personally, sometimes for the whole planet. But what he is concerned about is saving us through Jesus Christ. And that's what we're all about this morning as we partake of these emblems. So, life is good. There will be trouble, but as Don also read the remaining of that scripture, but I have overcome. And that's what this remembrance is about. The overcoming of all that is painful, of all that is eternally dire. He overcame it all by sacrificing himself on the cross for us. So let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for the love that prompted Jesus to come to this world. We thank you for your concern for mankind. We thank you that he was willing to take on this horrendous task to go to the cross for us. And so, Father, we recognize his purpose, his desire to redeem mankind. And for this, we thank you. We pray, Father, that as we partake of this loaf and as we partake of this cup, you will help us to discern the great price that was paid for our salvation, to live triumphant lives, to recognize that life is good, especially with you. And we pray that you will help us to radiate your love and your kindness to others this week. Is our prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you for the message. Thank you, Brock, through Don's message to remind us that life is good. Despite all that we see, we are in Christ Jesus, and we have one job. spread the good word. Be the Jesus that person you see needs Jesus in their life, whether it's through a small good deed or what some small kind act, just a smile. Let's go to God in prayer at this time. Have a good week. Pray often. Be steadfast. Cling to the cross. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the many blessings that we receive, for just being here as a community of believers, the faith that we have, the faith that you can renew in each one of us through a simple message that life is good. And, you know, don't let the world get us down. But there's so many kind acts and things going on in the world that are good. And there's so many things that we can do to make it better. Help us to truly be grateful for the worship we had this time. Go and help us to be your servants this week. In Christ's name, pray. Amen.
Thanks for watching or listening. The Beamsville Church of Christ meets at 4900 John Street, Beamsville, Ontario. We are currently holding in-person services following provincial COVID-19 regulations. If you would like to be part of the videos but aren't comfortable joining us in person, you can send us a video. Get in touch via email or on Facebook for more details. Scripture quotations marked NIV, taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version, NIV. Copyright 2011 by Biblica Inc. Used by permission, all rights reserved, worldwide. You can find out more about the congregation on our Facebook page or at beamsvillechurchofchrist.ca.